It's 8:10 on the morning show for your Thursday morning, April 7th. Kay Winkleman, you are so negative when it comes to the weather.
Well, looking out the window this morning, come on.
What's wrong with it?
It's April 7th.
It's snow. Jeez. It's still April. I still remember that 8 inches we got back on like May 2nd. That was several years ago. But
It's
Iowa, so we still got about a month of snow to go. Anyway, we got a special guest in studio. Do the honors, Kay Winkleman.
We do, Chief Hugh Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
We have not seen you for a while.
It has been a while. Yeah. I'm not sure about the moniker special, but we'll go with that. So
we've got great updates to talk about today.
Sure.
Go ahead, Chris Berg. I don't have the list in front of me.
Well, there's plenty of subjects to talk about, of course. I've been seeing some ATVs, or is it UTVs, driving around? Well, anyway, there's
UTVs.
Yeah, I think you're right. A new UTV and ATV ordinance is in effect. How does that work? Talk about how to get registered for that, the costs.
Okay. So the council did pass the UTV law, and it allows UTVs to drive around for recreational use. It's $30. You come down, you get your registration sticker at the police department. Do it anytime during business hours, or you can get online onto the City of Charles City website and download the form, fill it out, and send it in to us, and we'll send you a registration sticker. The new ordinance does allow ATVs also, which are the ones that you straddle or sit on. Normally they're one or two people, and it allows those for snow removal. We had some requests come to us that they wanted to use our ATVs for snow removal in the downtown area and around the city, and instead of trying to load them back on the trailer, they thought it'd be really nice. So we did pass that also, so they shouldn't be driving around to the restaurants, bars, and shopping downtown in them, but the UTVs are more than welcome to do that, and I think it's gone over really well. I think we're just up to about 40 of them registered, and you probably have seen them. They come downtown and driving around.
They've all been following the law.
We've had some complaints, minor complaints, but I mean, we get so many complaints on cars, bikes, and everything else, and snowmobiles, and so it's not really much difference there. It'll be, I think, a really good program to get people in, something different. So,
good deal. So how does that talk about golf cars? Can you have golf cars on the roads?
You cannot. So okay. Golf carts right now are still prohibited to be on the roads. And part of the reasoning on that was UTVs do have a lot of safety features golf carts don't. They have the brake lights. They have the headlights. They do have seat belts and a lot of things that protect the occupants in there. They also get up to speed so that you're not impeding traffic so much as you would possibly with a golf cart. Golf carts were considered, and I think it's still on the table that they may consider those in the future. But right now, I think we're waiting to see how the UTV goes.
I was surprised to know that UTVs have turn signals on them. I just learned that yesterday. So.
Well, my husband is a recent new owner of a UTV, and he's been tinkering around with it, and they do have a lot of great features.
They do. Some have turn signals, some don't. They cost upwards, to $50,000, so you can start out at the very bottom and get one with the basics and no doors and no windshield, which today I don't think would be the best one to be driving around, but they come with heat and air and everything else, just like a vehicle or a car does.
Nice. So can't go wrong with that.
Sorry to steal this away from
you. Oh, you're just fine. We'll file a theft report later. it's Chris's, so.
Oh, yeah. A big bike ride coming up. Of course, RagBri is overnighting in Charles City on the Thursday night of RagBri. Am I correct on that?
I'm not even sure you can say that word. I think you have to call it the big bike ride.
The big bike ride. You can say it in referencing RagBri. But, of course, you guys are very involved in that all the time. Talk about what you guys are thinking about and planning for.
Well, the Captain Frankie's in charge of that, and hopefully he'll stop by sometime and meet with you guys before that. But we end up bringing in a lot of times between 20 and 30 additional officers just to cover the influx of people we have in here for patrolling and everything else. It's a time enjoyed by most people. For us, it's a lot of work. For the street department, it's a lot of work. But in the end, it's I think it really pays off. And we actually, I think most of the officers really enjoy it. I mean, it's a time to get out and meet a lot of people you wouldn't normally meet. Last time during RAGBRAI, I ended up talking to officers from New York City, ended up talking to officers from Tallahassee, a lot of different places. You just meet people, and it's a good event. It is a lot of work for us, a lot of work for all the volunteers. I met with the executive committee beginning of the week, and my hat is off to them. Kudos to them, because they meet a lot, and they decide a lot, and put a lot of time in, and it's all volunteer on their part. So thank you to everybody that volunteers for RAGBRAI. So
are you looking to recruit some other officers from other communities, or how does that work?
I think every time I'm in here, I talk to Kay about joining our reserve force. And so she keeps looking at me and says, are you looking to recruit, with that longing look in her eyes?
Oh, yeah.
To carry a taser. I think we are. So we're always looking to recruit from other departments. The captain's called around, and we are actually, this time it seems like, having a more difficult time. And I think it's because across the nation, across Iowa, it's harder to get officers to fill your empty slots. And so those departments are probably down officers quite a bit. And for them to send officers to town to help us is, you know, sort of hardship on their part. So we are trading with West Union, which is usually not the way we would do it. We would trade with somebody not the night before or the night directly after, because it doesn't let our officers or their officers get a lot of sleep sometimes. But the way we've done it is we're going to trade with them, six officers, which is most of their force, and their chief has been incredible working with us on this. And then, so they'll come here the day before, try to do it and get them off on time so they can get home and get some sleep, and then they'll be up all night for theirs, and then we'll send six of our officers over there. So, yeah, that's a big thing. And then this way, it doesn't cost the city to pay the overtime for them. It's just a swap, you know, trade even there. And then I know we've talked to Mason City and also talked to Clear Lake and some of the other departments now, and we do have some officers coming from as far as, if I'm not mistaken, I think he has some out of Cedar Rapids that actually called and asked to work in Charles City. Nice. So they heard that it's fun, I guess. So we'll see.
Fun that. Place to be a cop.
Yeah, see if they come back. So
so on that note, is the Charles City Police Force fully staffed yet? Are you still down some officers?
We're not. We're down two officers. We have made two offers on that front. So we actually, and I think I can probably release, we actually do have Dave Derrick starting on the 18th of this month. So welcome back, Dave. So
yeah.
Dave
Glad
is
to
with
have
us.
Him back.
If you remember that, he was with us years ago, and he's coming back. And then we have another offer out at this time, still pending. And then the last two that we've hired will both leave for the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy the first part of May. And unfortunately, the academy moved it back. They were supposed to start already here in April, and they would have been done in time to work RAGBRAI. But those two now will not be available for RAGBRAI. They'll be gone until the first part of August.
Well, that's horrible timing.
It is. It was actually going to work just perfectly, and then ILEA actually didn't even notify us. We actually, the captain saw it on their website that they had bumped the starting date back, so we were going to try to pull them out of school for that day just to come and work, but I don't think that'll probably work.
So
but
for that.
It's a long process for them. They're 16 weeks down there, and so good luck to both of them, and that's going to be Cody Blunt and Rhett Ballou, and they'll be leaving here shortly for that. And first thing they do is the week before, they go down and do the run, push-up, sit-up test and make sure they can pass that for admittance into the academy. So Officer Beaver took them out earlier this week and put them through the paces, and they came back pretty red-faced, but they both passed. So we're confident they'll do that. They're both doing really well on training. They do some field training before they go, and they're both doing an excellent job on that. So
good deal. A lot to it, I'm sure.
There is. We were down five, so it's very we also hired Officer Miller, so very great addition to our department, and he is now done with the academy and out on the street working. And so being down 5 out of 14 is a pretty big hardship for us. And the guys work a lot of hours. They work 12-hour weekends still right now, and hopefully that'll change by the time we get going into summer here, and we'll have more of a normal schedule. So
on back to Ragbrar, are you going to have the bike patrol back?
We will. Nice. So Officer Roland Dick, our community officer, is actually an instructor for bicycle. So here's the crazy thing. We can hire an officer, and we can, I mean, if we had our Harley yet from the Harley shop, we can put them on the Harley and they can take off driving that. And we can put them in a car and they can take off driving a car. But to put them on a bike, we have to put them through a week-long school to be able to ride a bicycle.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and that's the state of Iowa requires that. So, but Officer Roland Dick is our bike instructor. He went down to bike school the first time, and I'm sure KO will appreciate this. He went down the first time and wiped out on his bike and broke his arm.
Oh, no.
And so...
Poor guy. It was so horrible for him.
We were hesitant to send him back, but we did. So he passed this time without any broken bones, and he'll now be our instructor and hopefully get a couple more guys up and running before Ragbrar. We'll have a couple bikes out then. It's obviously the way to get around. Getting around on foot is great downtown, but if you have to go to one of the campgrounds for an accident or for an ambulance call or anything else, bike is usually the best way to get there. So
awesome. Can't wait to see him out.
Final question of the day, Hugh. There's a new updated department policy manual. Talk about that.
There is. So we hired a national group. It's called Lexipol, and to write our manual. We've had a manual, obviously, for my entire career for 30 some years here, but this is more comprehensive, and it's basically a guidebook for the officers, a guidebook for the officers, sort of a scaffold or framework, if you would say, to give them guidance on what they need to do on different calls and how they need to proceed safely and everything else through their workday. It's a very involved manual. First time I gave it to the council, I gave it to them in a PDF format, and I told them do not print it because it'll take over a ream of paper. It's 530 pages long.
Wow.
But it's it covers about everything, which is really good for the officers. It's to protect the officers, it's to protect the public, and to protect the city. It doesn't have one, I guess, defining thing that it's to prevent lawsuits or anything like that. It's actually, it protects the public in a lot of different ways. It protects the officers in a lot of different ways, and it also protects the city. But just, I guess, a guide work that many cities have gone with. I think they're in almost 200 here in Iowa, Lexipol is, and they're in several thousand across the nation. So something, I guess, with the way law enforcement has gone and gotten lately, to just something, I guess, to give the officers a guide or a framework to act on.
So. Definitely. And with it being over 500 pages, obviously there's a lot of work that went into that. Talk about that a little bit.
So we had a committee of four of us, and we worked weekly with the Lexipol representatives and met with them via Zoom and went through the policy, policy by policy, and sort of, I guess, changed it to fit our department. There wasn't much to change on a lot of policies because they have a team of lawyers, and that's all they do is they sit there and they look at Iowa law, they look at the national law, and any federal court cases that come down, they change to match that. So when something happens around the nation, this way they electronically will send us the changes. We'll implement those at that time. The officers will get a copy of the new policy. They don't print it out, and then they do their training. They'll do a little daily training bulletin, it's called, actually, every day. It'll be a small training thing that they're going to get on a policy, and they'll go through that and answer a question really quick, small test. And so that'll happen every day. But it was a lot of work. It really was. It's been almost a year in the making now, and we're finally starting to implement it probably this week or next week. So
good deal.
Yeah.
I bet you that's a big relief.
It is. It's been a long time coming. There's a lot of things to work on, and then being short officers and everything, we're out on the street a lot more as command staff, so it's been a little hard to get certain things done. So,
well, It's only going to get busier.
It is. It is. The weekend, if you look at the daily police log, it was very busy over the weekend. Yeah, so
I saw that. I saw that. So, well, take care. Thanks for all you do as always.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you or, another officer coming up in about a month.
Sounds good. Thank Perfect. You.
Right. Thank Both. You
very much, Hugh. It is 8:25. We have your North Iowa weather next on KCHA.